It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that often causes confusion, understanding the difference between acceptance and resignation. In life, we face challenges, setbacks, and situations that are beyond our control. How we respond to these circumstances can make a significant difference in our well-being and in our overall outlook on life. So, what does it mean to truly accept something? And how does that differ from simply resigning ourselves to it? Acceptance and resignation may seem similar on the surface, but they are fundamentally different in both attitude and impact. Acceptance is an active process. It involves acknowledging reality as it is, without trying to resist or deny it. It's about recognizing what's happening, understanding that it's beyond our control, and making a conscious choice to move forward with clarity and grace. Acceptance allows us to engage with life fully, even when things aren't going our way. It's rooted in a sense of inner strength and resilience. On the other hand, resignation is a passive state. It's when we give up in the face of challenges, feeling defeated and powerless. Resignation often comes with a sense of hopelessness or apathy, where we stop trying to improve our situation or take positive action. Instead of engaging with life, we withdraw, telling ourselves there's nothing we can do. While acceptance empowers us to adapt and find new ways forward, resignation leaves us feeling stuck and disengaged. One of the key differences between acceptance and resignation lies in our mindset. Acceptance is about being present with what is, while also being open to what could be. It's saying, this is my reality right now, and I choose to work with it in the best way I can. Resignation, however, is about giving up on the possibility of change. It's saying, this is how things are, and there's nothing I can do about it. To illustrate this distinction, I want to share a story called The Farmer and the Horse. I've shared this before, but it really makes sense here. A farmer had a horse that was essential to his work. One day, the horse ran away, and the neighbors came to visit, expressing their sympathy. Such bad luck, they said. The farmer simply replied, maybe. A few days later, the horse returned, bringing with it several wild horses. The neighbors came to congratulate the farmer on his good fortune. Such good luck, they said. The farmer replied, maybe. The next day, the farmer's son tried to ride one of the wild horses, but he was thrown off and broke his leg. The neighbors came again to offer their sympathy, saying, such bad luck. The farmer replied, maybe. A week later, the army came to the village to conscript young men for war, but because the farmer's son had a broken leg, he was spared. The neighbors came once more, saying, such good luck. And again, the farmer replied, maybe. This story illustrates the idea that we can never fully know the outcome of any situation. What may seem like a setback today could lead to an opportunity tomorrow. The farmer's attitude reflects true acceptance. He doesn't resist what happens, nor does he resign himself to it. Instead, he remains open to the unfolding of events, understanding that life is unpredictable and full of possibilities. Now that we've explored the concept of acceptance versus resignation, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to cultivate true acceptance in your life. Number one, practice mindful awareness. The first step to cultivating acceptance is to bring mindful awareness to your experiences. When faced with a difficult situation, take a moment to pause and observe what's happening without judgment. Notice any thoughts or emotions that arise and allow yourself to simply be present with them. This awareness creates the space for acceptance to emerge rather than slipping into resignation. Number two, reframe your perspective. Acceptance doesn't mean liking or approving of what's happening. It simply means acknowledging it. One way to foster acceptance is to reframe your perspective. Instead of thinking, this shouldn't be happening, try shifting to, this is happening, and I will find a way to navigate it. This subtle shift in language can make a big difference in how you approach challenges. Number three, set an intention for resilience. Set a daily intention to approach life's challenges with resilience and openness. You can frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to embrace life's challenges with resilience and clarity even more? This intention will help guide your actions and thoughts, keeping you grounded in acceptance rather than resignation. Number four, take small positive actions. One of the key differences between acceptance and resignation is that acceptance involves action. Even when faced with a situation you can't change, there are often small steps you can take to improve your experience or adapt to the new circumstances. Focus on what you can do rather than what you can't, and take positive actions that align with your values. Number five, cultivate self-compassion. When practicing acceptance, it's important to be kind to yourself. Recognize that life is full of ups and downs, and it's okay to feel challenged or overwhelmed at times. By cultivating self-compassion, you can navigate difficult situations with greater ease and maintain a sense of inner peace. True acceptance is about engaging with life as it is, while also remaining open to what could be. It's a powerful practice that can help you navigate challenges with grace and resilience without falling into the trap of resignation. Remember, acceptance is not about giving up. It's about finding the strength to move forward no matter what life throws your way. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into the difference between acceptance and resignation and how you can cultivate a mindset of true acceptance in your life. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in navigating life's challenges, I offer both one-on-one and group coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful living. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.